Engineering a craving via creative food advertising. Have you ever asked why is the feeling of wanting to have chips / chocolate is stronger than the need to have a carrot? It's craving ampersand we subconsciously give in to the temptation. And this is where the creative food advertising takes that sweet turn. The answer is a simple two-step strategy. Trigger a craving via marketing ampersand. Make the food easily accessible. Welcome to the world of creative food advertising where food meets advertising. Often, the uncontrollable urges, which seem natural, are triggered due to influences that are carefully crafted to meet the least possible resistance. Giving credit to Lay's For No One Can Eat Just One, a campaign that subtly engineered cravings in the disguise of a catchy line of behavioral insight: if it's craving, then you will have it. The act of excess eating for pleasure without physiological hunger is called hedonic hyperphagia. This is a golden rule when it comes to marketing all those foods that undermine healthy diets. The marketing content is designed in a way to hijack these hunger signaling mechanisms and steer the choice of foods towards the product in the ad. It's important to distinguish between a craving and physiological hunger. And Tobias Hawk and colleagues found out the reward centers of the brain lighted up when the group of rats was given access to chips which had a high ratio of fats and carbohydrates. The MRI revealed that along with the reward centers, centers of food intake, sleep activity and motion received excess blood flow. Remember this Swiggy ad? Images hyperlinked to the ad on YouTube, such a beautiful execution of a simple sweet craving. They went ahead to satisfy the craving to a point that they are ready to deliver a single piece of sweet. Why a single sweet though? As Indians, we are wired to get the maximum output from a single bite. It's easy and most importantly it works for the viewers if it's hyped around no minimum order. Give a ladu to the creative advertising agency for nailing the strategy on point. Virtually, every scientist who has ever studied the wiring of our minds has reached a similar conclusion. What people desire is the food that relatively packs a high number of calories per bite. The link between cravings and high calorie bites is evident by observation, but it goes beyond what just meets the eye. The link digs its roots in demography, geography, culture and upbringing. The need for a high-calorie diet during the 20th century has built the connection between the scarcity of food and cravings, and cravings were considered a good thing. Fast forward to today. Craving has found new sources of high-calorie satisfaction at fingertips and bite-sized quantities. So, when ordering a gulab jamun according to statistics report by Swiggy, 1.7 million gulab jamuns were ordered. Next time, think of the trigger while taking the bites of the reward.